This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being, you know, part of the conversation. Now, look, I really do want you involved in the conversation. Now, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can find us up on Facebook. If you head up to therealside.com, send me your email address, or give me your email address. Don't send it to me. Give it to me. Because I want to send an email. You know, every week we sign on we send out an email letting you know who's going to be the show, what's going on, that kind of stuff. Some of the topics we're going to be discussing. Boatload of stuff happening. You've heard me say this for years. This has been a irritation of mine. You know, you have these, on college campuses all across the country, we have these kids that are being accused of rape. Now, some went crazy because some on the left, they went out of their minds a few months back when DeVos, Betsy D., I can't get that wrong, can I? Secretary of Education. She repealed a lot of what Obama had put in place. And one of those things that she was allowing was for the schools to carry out justice when it came to, you know, these rape charges. The schools, the colleges, would decide whether these kids were going to get thrown out of school, thrown off campus, or what have you. So they were acting as, you know, judge, jury, and executioner, if you would. So there was no real due process. Now, it's funny how we all scream about due process except in certain areas. Some on the far left say you have to always believe a woman when she says she was raped. Some on the far right say, no. I say you need to investigate and investigate quickly and not screw up everybody's life over it. And you're seeing more and more and more because of the entitlement. Because of the lack of values, because of the lack of a value system, you're seeing more and more of some of these things go down. Now, some of you are immediately going to write that I'm victim shaming again. You know what? Don't waste Adams. Nobody believes you. This latest story out of Texas is there's no jail time for a teen who lied about being raped by three black men. It's just disgusting. A North Texas teen who falsely claimed that she was kidnapped and raped by three black men last year will serve no jail time on Thursday. 19-year-old Brianna Harmon of Pottsboro pleaded guilty to four felony charges of tampering with physical evidence and government documents in relation to false reports of kidnapping and sexual assault. She's very remorseful for what she did and what she said, and that's why she's decided to plead guilty. That's according to Harmon's attorney, Bob Jarvis. Right? No suspects were ever identified or even arrested in the case. Harmon will be sentenced March 20th. Her plea deal has two possible punishments. Regular probation or deferred adjudication, which often involves fulfilling requirements such as treatment or community service. Neither of these involve jail time, though. On March 8th, here's the deal. She accused, if they had pushed her, I wonder how far she would have gone with it. If they had brought in some young black men and lined them up, would she have singled any one of them out? On March 8, 2017, Harmon was reported missing to the Denison Police Department. Witnesses noticed the door to her vehicle was open with personal items, including a phone and keys, scattered on the ground. A few hours later, Harmon walked into the church wearing only a shirt, bra, and underwear. She said she'd been kidnapped by three black males wearing ski masks, according to the Sherman Herald Democrat. Harmon claimed the men assaulted her and that she was raped by two men while a third one held her down. I mean, she had to really think of this story, didn't she? This wasn't an easy one. Investigators noticed the inconsistencies in Harmon's story within a few days. Medical workers didn't find any evidence that she'd been raped, and the holes in a pair of blue jeans discovered at the alleged crime scene didn't match her injuries, according to Dallas Morning News. The puzzle pieces just weren't coming together, Denison police chief said. Now, Harmon told the police 2 weeks later that she had made up the rape and that the cuts on her body were self-inflicted. She told officers that she was upset after she and her fiancé had been fighting, according to the Herald Democrat. Harmon said that she cut herself and her clothes and then made up the rape story because she didn't want her family to be angry with her. So lie about it. Cheat. Get other people in trouble. That makes so much sense, right? At least you won't be in trouble. People will feel bad for you. And they'll tell you how wonderful you are, and you poor thing. And now they're gonna flip that. You watch. Right? They're gonna flip that and talk about this poor, sick, demented girl who obviously needs help. Bert said that Harmon's false allegations have hurt the community, especially its African American residents. Brianna Harmon's, you know, look at. Not that it would make it easier or better, seriously. But see, to me, this is a racist scenario. Why three black men? Why couldn't it be three white guys or three guys? I mean, seriously. Was making them black or describing them as black, did that make it more acceptable or more, she think it was going to be better received?
Was one of them the boyfriend?
I don't believe so. Doesn't say, but I don't think so. Brianna Harmon's hoax was also insulting to our community, especially offensive to the African-American community due to her description of the so-called suspects. She needs to do some jail time. At least, if nothing else, she needs to be sentenced to community service in the black community. I'm Joe Messina, host, listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved. I want you totally involved in the conversation. Seriously. I want you there. I want you engaged. I want you to respond. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're dealing with us, that you're getting back. When I say getting back, I mean you're getting back at these, like, these social media things that just make me nuts. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. Look, I'd like to know if you agree with me. Did we hand it to them? Why don't we ever fight? We never fight. No, we don't. Look, I sat in a 3-hour meeting this morning, And these guys were coming up with great ideas that we could do as conservatives, some things that we could do to make, to make sure we retain our seats, get more seats, and even start taking some seats from these, in these states where you think we don't have a chance. Here's the problem. You ready for this? You won't like it. You ready for this, though? We don't fight. Conservatives don't fight. Not to the numbers and the levels that the liberals do. Okay? You know, it's my buddy used to say, it's the same thing. As conservatives, we are great at signing petitions, hopping online, doing all that other stuff. But when do we show up? And don't say at the vote. We show up at the voting polls. You can't just show up on voting day. You can't do it. We need more of you than that. So you need to get off your butts, get your neighbors off their butts, decide to be a precinct. Remember from days of old? Be a precinct captain. 10, 15 houses on your block. You know that many people. 20 houses. Find out who's who in the zoo in your neighborhood. Get them out voting for the right person. Elton John stormed off the stage during his Thursday night show in Las Vegas. TMZ is reporting the singer was performing Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting when a few of his fans that he invited on stage, they became a little unruly. Well, heck, you're in a concert. They're drinking, maybe high. In the video, John walks off stage mid-song when a fan kept trying to high-five him. I saw him say, F off to somebody, an audience member told the group. He eventually returned to stage and declared, no more coming on stage on Saturday night. You guys screwed it up. Just last month, fans threw Mardi Gras beads at John while he was singing the same song. And a few of the beads whacked him in the face. Shocked and clearly appalled, John was aided by security. And he checked his teeth to make sure that there wasn't too much damage. Now, according to TMZ, the singer had invited the first row of audience members on the stage for the song. And one of them reportedly, you know, was the bead thrower. Now, John composed himself after a few minutes. Sir John, I guess, is properly. Right? And the show continued on. Now, John has since said that he's going to retire from touring. I don't blame him. He's going to be older than me. He's going to be in his 60s. Right? I mean, how many of these young people still know? Oh, come on, don't tell me. A lot of you guys are still going out to see him? Wait a minute. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, these stories keep coming up, and I want to keep doing them. Pamela Anderson speaks out about being molested by a babysitter who was working with Harvey Weinstein. Why now? Where's the rest of you? Would you please not drag this out for 10 years? Those of you who were molested, those of you who had something going, maybe you don't have a career anymore. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what it is. Can you come at this guy all in one shot? Can we not drag this out for 10 years? Pamela Anderson opened up at a British journalist. She revealed that she was molested by a babysitter when she was a child. In the same chat, she also told Morgan, she was Piers Morgan, that she was bullied by disgrace by producer Harvey Weinstein into starring in the 2008 film superhero movie. A claim the former movie mogul denies. Now, you know there's going to be some truth and some lies in these stories that are coming out, right? Anderson spoke to Morgan for his documentary Life Stories. It's supposed to air in the United Kingdom. Said, I had a babysitter and she molested me for, I think, a year. I was between the ages of 4 and 8, somewhere around there. Anderson recalled wishing her babysitter was dead. But I remember wishing her dead, and she ended up by dying the next day at her graduation in a car accident. I thought, okay, now I've killed her. I'm magic. I can't tell my parents about this. I've killed her. I started believing I had the special power to kill people, and so I was scared to tell them that this happened. Okay, you know, I guess it started at a young age, right? God. Anderson also recalled her experience with Weinstein, who she called a rude bully, After Morgan asked her about her thoughts on the rampant sexual misconduct in Hollywood that has been highlighted in previous months, he'd been assaulted, as we know, of harassing, sexually assaulting dozens of women. Anderson told Morgan that Weinstein threatened her career after she turned down a role in Superhero. Weinstein wanted Anderson to play the Invisible Girl with an invisible dog. He said, I'm not doing it. And then Weinstein just really said to me, look, you'll never work in this town again. I offered Pamela Anderson a role in a movie. Are you crazy? A lot of very harsh words. He scared me so much. I did the film because I thought, hey, Harvey Weinstein, oh my God, this is like the most powerful person in Hollywood. But he was just a bully. He was rude. He was threatening. She told Morgan she was happy to see the disgraced producer's once famous life take a complete nosedive. I only know my own experience, and that was bad enough, Anderson said. But here's the deal. Where were the rest of you, again, I say? Right? No, come on, I'm not belittling the people, but where are you? Take this guy to task. Let's get him in trouble. Let's throw him under the bus, so to speak. Is that a bad thing? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I'm going to do a whole bunch of college stories tonight. I'm obsessed by the college stuff. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. I'm not going to be able to get through it. I will when I come back from the break. Death Wish. Any of you guys ever remember Death Wish? Right? And now we have a new Death Wish. There's a problem with the new Death Wish, though. The movie's going to create a huge conversation on gun violence. See, they come out with these movies. They create all these gun violence. They show you ways to make it happen. They show you ways to take down kids in school, kids on the street. And then they say, we can't have all this gun violence, and TV does not influence children. Right. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some
messed up white people. We are back. I'm back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Bassett, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Love this music, don't you? I wouldn't have any listeners or voice of you, right? I'm not going to sing this song. I'm not going to try to. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of good things happening. Timmy complains that when I'm sucking on a cough drop, you guys are going to be eating coffee. Sounds like my dentures are going to fall out or something like that. But last night, I almost didn't make it all the way through the show. I couldn't talk anymore. Some of you find that very exciting. I know. I know what you're thinking. Well, actually, because you don't always think it. Sometimes you actually write it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you again. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, Death Wish is up there and out again. I mean, what are there, no new ideas? We can't find new plots to make vigilante movies? Is it covered? Now, the new iteration of the vigilante movie Death Wish opens on Friday. And, oh boy, going to explode like no other movie in recent history. We're back to guns and all kinds of killing and stuff. And they keep saying these movies have no, or TV or the movies, they don't have any influence on young people. And I still say the same thing I've been saying. It's not a joke. It's for real. You know, why does Budweiser pay $30 million for a 30-second, 60-second commercial on Super Bowl Sunday if it has no influence? Now, this movie starring Bruce Willis as Paul Kersey, a role that revived a long career of Charles Bronson back in the 1970s, it was set for release in November 2017, but it was delayed until Friday. There's no way to know a mass shooting in which police and mental health authorities utterly failed to protect the young people, obviously. And they're worried that the tone of the movie is going to be changed by what just went down. In the original, Paul Kersey is a mild-mannered architect in love with his wonderful wife, Joanna, and their daughter, Carol, living in Manhattan. One day, two hoodlums, one who is very young, Jeff Goldblum, starring in his very first movie, follow the woman home from the grocery store. They beat Joanna to death, and they brutally rape Carol, leaving her in a catatonic state. Today, the scenes would be way... Now, here's the funny thing about it. Today, these scenes would just... It would be a big deal. Back then, they were way over the top. Very graphic. Today, we hold the president's severed, decapitated head in our hand while the blood is dripping out of it. That's okay. Back then, that would have been gruesome, unacceptable. You couldn't show it. Kersey's aboard guns his whole life. His father was killed in a hunting accident. Soon he becomes frustrated with the slow pace of the police investigation. He takes long walks in one night, takes along an antique .32 caliber gun given to him by a friend. When a mugger attacks him, Kersey shoots him dead. Soft-spoken architect likes the feeling he's doing out and doling out justice on the spot in the mean streets of New York City. Soon, he's taking nightly walks, killing several criminals, some of whom he provokes into attacking him. Before long, guess where he ends up? Chicago! Somebody needs to go there and clean the place up. The city where 650 people were slain in 2017. The city run by Obama crony Rahm Emanuel has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the nation. Look, that's where the new death wish picks up. Willis plays Kersey, but this time he's a doctor. The rest of the plot is essentially the same, but different, given that now people film him on their cell phones during the vigilante acts. Everybody's watching this viral video. This guy's in a hoodie. They're calling him the Grim Reaper. Oh, everybody got a cell phone. That's right. That fixes it all. He stopped a carjacking. He's becoming a folk hero. Right on YouTube. Part of it, he's taking it along in his own hands. Is that right or wrong, the DJ asks? At one point, a deep voice simply says, if a man really wants to project what he has to do, he's got to do it himself. Right? Look, nobody's expecting that we're going to have a whole bunch of vigilantes right out after the movie. It's the gun violence that makes the people crazy. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to see it, except on the big screen, because that's not real, right? Do you remember the guy? Who was the guy in New York? Can't think of his name. They became vigilantes, too, but they weren't gun... They didn't use guns. They used their hands. They actually protected the subways from time to time. The Red Berets or something like that. I remember them. Yeah, somebody will be able to tell us in the chat room, I'm sure. You know, and seriously, when he was walking those subways, when those people were down the subway, he and his team were down the subways... Subways got cleaned up pretty quick. Nobody wanted the aggravation. Now, I'm not suggesting that we put people together to go walking subways and to take it on themselves. The police have already said they can't protect you. And they want you to give up your guns, but they can't protect you. Right? So maybe you need to learn how to protect yourself in more than one way, not just with guns. Because you're not always going to have time to get your gun. Some people always leave the gun somewhere else. I was talking to somebody the other day who said that when somebody broke into their house, the gun was across the room and the bullets were downstairs. What do you do? Hold an empty gun point so you can load the gun up? No, seriously. So what do you do with this? I'd love to know what some of you guys think. I may put it as a poll. And just have a poll around the fact as to whether there should be like a lockup time for guns. That young man, what, 30-some-odd visits to his house, openly said that he wanted to be the mass killer, you know? Do we do anything? He has a constitutional right. And remember, we can change the Constitution. We can make changes to it. But are you guys willing to make that? Are you willing to do that? Or is there something that you think will fix it? Maybe we should just enforce the laws we have. That kid had any medical inklings, had anything at all wrong with him, he should have been on the list somewhere. Anyway, love my people. Let me see, where is this? Come on, I just had this up. I had it up a minute ago. Anyway, at a city council meeting in Wentzville, there was one protester of the sign they put up as In God We Trust. Now, In God We Trust is the national motto. It's accepted. It's been approved by the Supreme Court. I mean, it's okay to do. It's okay to put up in cities. It's okay to put up, well, at school boards. There's an anti-religious group that comes in, like they always have to, you know, to support others and trying to get God off all the walls. I'd love for one of them to go into the Supreme Court and point the Ten Commandments up on the wall and go, you guys have to take that down. You've been sitting there all these years and you don't know that's a violation of separation of church and state that doesn't exist? St. Louis, in a St. Louis suburb, the display of In God We Trust as the motto in the city council prompted hundreds of residents to rally in support of the sign after some residents in an anti-religious group complained. Who do you think that anti-religious group was? The debate began last month after a woman who was not from the area, let me repeat that, from a woman that was not from the area, did not represent the people of the area, was escorted out of the Wentzville Council meeting after she protested the display and exceeding her speaking time limit. It's offensive to a lot of people. I'm outspoken about it, but there's a lot of people who, like me, are not afraid to speak out publicly. Sally Hunt is from the neighboring Maryland Heights. She said, it says In God We Trust. It should say, In God Some of Us Trust, she added. The motto has been on display at the council dais since the building opened in November last year. It was put up there and paid for by private sons. The city was reportedly contacted by the... Ready? Come on. You know? Anybody know? You'll forget, did we come back? No, you should know. You should. You've heard these guys, about these guys a million times here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit in real time on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.
My name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time. Just sing a song if you're unhappy. Didn't make Elton John unhappy, did it, in the last segment? Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You should be part of the conversation. We want you part of the conversation. Now, look, there's a new study out there that shows that there is no epidemic of school violence. And, you know, I've often wondered if somebody did the couple things going on about this. Relative to how many kids are going to school today as opposed to how many kids are going to school in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, is there a percentage out there somewhere? I've often wondered that. You can't just take it by the number of shootings or non-shootings. Right? What about values? Where are personal values, say, is where they were 50 years ago? That's got to have some input into it as well. And while Congress and the White House debate legislative responses to recent mass shootings in Florida, where our troubled 19-year-old man shot 17 people to death, right? Most of the discussion has been on gun control. Proposals have included, you know, upping the age for purchasing a certain firearms, rifles, for that matter, 18 to 21, arming teachers, fortifying schools with more police and guards, and keeping firearms out of the hands of mentally whacked patients. But new studies are casting doubt on some of the proposals for school safety. First, according to the Professor James Allen Fox of Northeastern University, a researcher Emma E. Friedel, it's unlikely that any of the various proposals can prevent mass school shootings. Now, Fox wrote recently that since 1996, there have been 16 multiple victim shootings in schools, or incidents involving four or more victims, at least two deaths by firearms, excluding the assailant. Of these, eight were mass shootings or incidents involving four or more deaths, excluding the assailant. This is not an epidemic, Fox said. Fox and Friedel provided their data, the three R's of school shootings, risk, readiness, and response. Which will appear later. I guess they're going to publish it later on in the year in the Shapiro Ed. The Wiley Handbook on Violence in Education, Forms, Factors, and Preventions. By using data collected by the FBI Supplementary Homicide Report, Congressional Research Service, Stanford Geospatial Center, Stanford Libraries, Mother Jones Magazine, and NYPD report on active shooters, this list goes on. USA Today Gun Violence Archive, and Every Town for Gun Safety. Fox and Friedel found that the mass shootings at schools are quite rare. They found that the shootings involving students have actually declined since the 1990s. Now, this isn't my study. This is theirs. They went on to say that he said in an article that appeared at Northeastern University website, more children die of pool drownings and bicycle accidents every year, or in the last 25 years. Only 10 kids per year were killed by gunfire in schools. Some ideas have merit, according to Fox. He's in favor of banning so-called bump stocks that allow semi-automatic firearms to fire at nearly an automatic rate, raising the age from 18 to 21 for those who are purchasing certain firearms may be a good idea, he said. But shooters will always have a way. That's the other thing, too. You know what? They'll always find a way to buy what they're looking for. They'll always find a way to find the weapon. They'll always find a way to kill the people or kind of kill the people they want to kill. You know, I was with somebody today and we were looking over the plans of some schools. And though the schools were well protected, we both kind of said at the same time, you see this driveway and you see how it turns in. I can't tell you details, but do you see how this driveway comes up and where this fence is and here's where the kids cross? All you need is a kid in a pickup truck to be going about 40 or 50 miles an hour. Hit that fence during crossing, during the bell time, and he could do damage and wipe out, 40, 50 kids in a clip. Is anybody looking for that, or we're just so focused on the shooter, that's it? The writer goes on to say that, you know what, shooters and or killers will always find a way around. Over the past 35 years, Fox asserts there's been only 5 instances where someone ages 18 to 20 used a semi-automatic or automatic firearm in the shootings. The researchers say that providing more mental health resources for students might improve school safety, calling it a critical need that's been overlooked. They pointed out that schools are facing a shortage in the number of guidance counselors. True, but I don't know if guidance counselors are the ones who are going to pull it off. They've cut back. There's like the guidance counselors to kids are about 500-to-1 ratio in most schools. The American School Counseling Association, which is nearly twice the organization's recommended ratio, says that, you know, that's twice as many. With such a ratio, the researchers fear that many troubled students are going to be missed. Now, going back to the shooting in Columbine, in 1999, schools across the country began holding active shooter drills. Six states, only six states, they are mandatory. See, I don't know how much that actually would work, right? You know, active shooter drills, right, you get the blood pump and all that, but shouldn't they be doing regular drills at first? Shouldn't they do a couple a year where the kids just do what the teacher tells you to do? So there's no evidence that these shooter drills, at least as of yet, there's no evidence that these shooter drills actually help save lives, protect students. However, increased security measures, including arming teachers, right? I mean, when you're talking about arming teachers, putting more cameras on campus, maybe metal detectors in some areas, right? Having wands, you know, those wands they have at the airport. In an article at Northeastern University website, Fox said, I'm not a big fan of making schools look like fortresses because they send a message to kids that the bad guy's coming for you. I don't know about that. Right? He goes on to say that if the kids see a lot of shooters around, a lot of cops, people protecting them around, they're going to think they have a bullseye on their back. Again, we're making excuses as to how not to protect our children, right? In an interview on C-SPAN, Fox blamed the media coverage for the perception that mass shooters or shootings are on the rise. Back in the late 1980s, you didn't have cable news channel. See, that's what I was getting to before, too. Relative to how many kids we have in school, relative to what goes on in school, what takes place in these schools, right, are the numbers really up? The fact that we hear about it faster, that somebody's taking a video of it. How many times when I was a kid, you heard about something that happened across the country, but it was never really any validation unless the news did it? You didn't have the satellite coverage back then. I don't ever remember real satellite coverage from news sources. The impressions are there. You know, I remember even when Kennedy got shot. They weren't via satellite. They were coming in. Local news sources were being rebroadcast, simply being rebroadcast. The impression is there are more cases, but he said actually there are fewer. Now, what happened in Florida is horrible, he said. Let me not sound like I'm making it not a big deal. That's not what I mean. And I didn't know this number. We have over 55 million school children in our schools. There's over 100,000 schools in this country. Come on, think about that. Think about how many that is. Right? Now, Fox said in reference to the shooting at the majority of Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, he said it was an over-response, like arming teachers is just the wrong move. Turning our kids into fortresses, surrounding our kids with constant reminders that there's a bullseye in the back. Wrong move. This is what he thinks, and not what I think. With regard to the reports that there's an average of one school shooting each week in America, Fox said, this is not the case. They include suicide cases where someone was shot, but not killed. It's not a one-a-week phenomenon. It's a one-a-week event that happens very infrequently. In other words, mainstream media only spins things the way it wants to. Right? We've seen this happen a million times. And I've been saying the same thing to you guys. We don't know this to be true. If you've got 400 million guns in this country, I don't think it's 200. We have over 200 million. I think it was 280 last time I read. 280 guns registered in this country. Do you not think that there's a whole bunch of guns that aren't registered? We also hear that only 92 million people actually own guns. A third of the people. Not really a third, because if you want to think about 70-some-odd million kids as a whole, they may not want guns. Maybe they can't own guns. I'm Joe Messina, your host. It's not a gun issue. It's not what they say it is. Again, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I'll be back in a minute.